This is a replay from Sunday, April 24th. Please enjoy the message from Pastor Ripley and music from the worship team. God bless.
And again, we welcome those that are listening by radio on 89.1 FM. We pray a blessing upon them, that God would strengthen each and every one that has gathered here today. Finally, some good weather. Thank the Lord for the good weather that has come our way. And I'm going to ask Pastor Gordon to come and open up our service this morning. God bless him as he comes.
Good morning, everyone. How are you doing? Yeah, you're doing all right? Well, I'll tell you, Friday. Did we ever have a jam session, you guys? Whoa. It was very good. And for those of you, something not quite so nice about those of you who could play and didn't come. Well, we're going to forgive you. It's going to be tough, but we're going to do it. So anyway, it was a great time. This morning, I just want to draw your attention to the facts that last week we celebrated the death, burial, the sad day of Saturday. How many of you realize Saturday was a very quiet, depressing day for the disciples? That was a bad day. And then we had Resurrection Sunday, and the glorious things that were accomplished there. But do you realize that 50 days from then, something else rather serious was going to happen? How many of you remember? Pentecost. So Pentecost's coming. Well, actually, we've had it, but for them, it was coming. And so the empowered church, because of Pentecost, on the 50th day, there were some exciting things that transpired. And I just want to suggest to you those things are still happening. Those things can still happen. It makes it so that we can dream an impossible dream, speak some very impossible words, I'll tell you what they are in a second, and act an impossible act. That is the kingdom of God, is the impossible dream. How many of you know that when you pray, you say, "Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be your name." Have you ever heard the kid that said, "Howard"? "Howard is your name." Anyway, I didn't know that. I thought it was Yahweh, but anyway. Your kingdom come, your will be done somewhere else, but that's not what we pray. We pray, "Our Father," relational, "your kingdom come, your will be done here, now, in me and through me." That's the impossible dream, because without the power of the Holy Spirit, it can't be done. We speak the impossible word. Do you realize one of the most impossible words at this time is hope? Yes. It's one of those things that seems to evade us because we look at the wrong thing. We need to look at the hope that is in Christ, his commissioning that he has given us as a church. And Lord has also asked us to live out an impossible act. How many of you realize how hard it is sometimes in the society in which we live to live the way God wants us to live? Amen. It's just tough to have that hope, to share that hope. And so it is with that that we pray this prayer. Father, we thank you that we can come this morning, we can dream an impossible dream, we can give hope where there is no hope, and we can live lives that impact our world. Lord, we ask that through the singing of songs, the lifting our voice in thanksgiving to you, and in the preachment of the word as Pastor Dave preaches, that your empowering Holy Spirit would come and minister to us so that you can minister through us this week. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome. Would you stand with us? And we're going to lean on Jesus.
worship, what a joy divine, leaning on the everlasting arms. What a blessedness, what a peace is mine, leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarms. Leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, how sweet to walk in this pilgrim way, leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, how bright the path grows from day to day, leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarms. Leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms. What have I to dread? What have I to fear? Leaning on the everlasting arms. I have blessed peace with my Lord so near, leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarms. Leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms. Secure from all alarms. Leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning on the everlasting arms.
Amen. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you.
Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Walking and talking with my mind stayed on Jesus. Walking and talking with my mind stayed on Jesus. Walking and talking with my mind stayed on Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Singing and praying with my mind stayed on Jesus. Singing and praying with my mind stayed on Jesus. Singing and praying with my mind stayed on Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen. Praise you. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Life is easy when you're up on the things go wrong, He'll make them right. And the God in the good times is still God in the bad times. The God of the day is still God of the night. We talk of faith when we're up on the mountain, but talk comes easy when life's at its best. But in the valley of trials and temptations, that's when faith is really put to the test. And the God on the mountain is still God in the valley. When things go wrong, He'll make them right. And the God in the good times is still God in the bad times. The God of the day is still God of the night. And the God on the mountain is still God in the valley. When things go wrong, He'll make them right. And the God in the good times is still God in the bad times. The God of the day is still God of the night. The God of the day is still God of the night.
Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah to your name.
Praise you. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise you, Lord. Jesus. Praise you.
There is no problem too big God cannot solve it. And there is no mountain too tall He cannot move it. There is no storm too dark God cannot calm it. And there is no sorrow too deep He cannot soothe it. If He carried the weight of the world upon His shoulder, I know, my brother, that He will carry you. If He carried the weight of the world upon His shoulders, I know, my sister, that He will carry you. I know, my brother, that He will carry you. If He carried the weight of the world upon His shoulders, I know, my sister, that He will carry you. If He carried the weight of the world upon His shoulders, I know, my that He will carry you.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord. Amen. You may be seated this morning. Amen. Praise God. Just want to share a few announcements. There is a tithes and offering box available for donations as you enter the sanctuary. So if you want to drop in something on your way in or your way out, that would be appreciated. I want to say a big thank you to Kaylin, Debbie, and Terry Lynn for making our music jam a huge success. And if you decided to stay home to watch Another World or something, you missed it. It was a blessing to be able to come and just to worship together in a more intimate fashion in the lower auditorium. And everything just flowed very smoothly, and we just enjoyed God's presence. I also want to say a big shout out to Brother Harold for a delicious breakfast. That wasn't good enough. A delicious breakfast. That was served yesterday at the men's prayer meeting. And, you know, I don't know, Harold, if we can do that again. I'm going to bring a bigger appetite next time because it was so good. And we appreciate everything that you did to prepare for yesterday. So please continue to pray for our men as we gather together every Saturday to pray and seek the face of God. Tuesday, 1 p.m. is our women's prayer and share. Tuesday is our This and That broadcast. And again, rebroadcast Thursdays at 7 p.m. Wednesday, 7 p.m. Is our Bible study, 1 Peter chapter 2. Praise God. And then Thursday is our prayer meeting and coffee time right here at the church. And again, Saturday, 8 a.m., men's prayer meeting at Gary's shop. Next Sunday night, there is a special presentation at New Life Church, and it's Creations Ministry presentation. So if you want to know a little bit about how the Lord started everything. How many know God started everything? He spoke the word. And that's going to be taking place next Sunday night at 6:30 at New Life Church. So please keep that in mind. There's some more details if you want to know on the bulletin board. There's a poster there, and you can get all the details that you're going to need. Our AGM, our annual general meeting, is taking place in early June. Membership is required. And so if you're interested in becoming a member, there are forms to be filled out. Please see Gina Ripley. So if you are interested in becoming a member, you've been in the church more than 3 months, you're a regular giver to the church, then we encourage you to take out membership so you can participate in our annual general meeting. So please keep that in mind. And then our spring cleaning projects. I saw the women this past Saturday. Was it Saturday?
Thursday.
Thank you. Days are just flying by. Thursday, and they were downstairs cleaning. And, you know, it would have been nice to see a few men help them. No, I thought I would get a bigger response from the women. That the men would be there to help them. Yes. Anyway, we want to thank God for what God is doing in Mel Knutson's life. As you know, he's gone through some difficult times since contracting COVID-19. He was in Kelowna, and we didn't know what was going to happen. Now he's in Cranbrook. He's sitting up. He's talking. He's making phone calls. I think we ought to give God praise today. And we're going to continue to pray for him in the name of Jesus. Well, we're going to give you a chance to move around and shake some hands, greet somebody today. How many are visiting with us for the very first time? Okay, we got visitors. Every week we got visitors. Praise God. We welcome you in the name of Jesus. So we're going to give you a chance. Come on, let's stand. Let's move around. Let's shake somebody's hand. Let's greet someone this morning.
to the Lord. Life here is grand, with friends I love so dear. Comfort I get from God's own word. Yet when I face the chilling hand of to the Lord. Where could I go? Oh, where could I go? Seeking a refuge for my soul. Needing a friend to help me in the to the Lord. Where could I go? Oh, where could I go? Seeking a refuge for my soul. Needing a friend to help me in the to the Lord. Where could I go but to the Lord?
While you're moving around, we want to wish Joe Kraft a happy birthday today. He's 87.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Joe. Happy birthday to you.
Amen. Thank you. Who?
Gerald's
birthday today? Oh, yesterday. You know what, Gerald? Happy birthday. Happy birthday, Gerald. Amen. Thank you, musicians. Praise God. Yes, it's always good to have a birthday. That means you're 1 year closer to the kingdom of heaven. Hate to think of it that way, right? You have your Bibles this morning. I want to start a series of messages on the subject of faith. In fact, I might just go to the end of 2022 talking about faith, because it's so important. Very important. So I want to go to one verse to begin. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. Father, we thank you today for your precious word. Yes, Lord. We pray, Lord, that you will speak to our hearts and lives today. That you will minister to each and every one of us as we have gathered here in this house and those that are listening by radio. That you will open up our hearts and minds to whatever you're endeavoring to say to us today. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So I want to look at one verse before we get into the main text today. And again, it's found in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. And if you don't have it underlined, this is a good verse to underline in your Bible. And without faith, it is impossible. Can I say it again? And without faith, it is impossible. Someone said, say it again. And without faith, it is impossible to please him. For whoever would draw near to God must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him. You know, this is a very powerful little verse, but it speaks volumes about where God is calling us to be in faith, to have faith, to release our faith. You know, it's interesting that sometimes faith is downplayed in the church today because of maybe possible extremes in regards to faith. But you know what? God is still calling us to have faith. Let me say it again. God is still calling us to have faith. So we're going to go to our main text this morning, and that's in Matthew chapter 17. And I want to begin at verse 14. And when they came to the crowd, a man came up to him and kneeling before him, showing honor and worship to God, and said, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he has seizures and he suffers terribly. For often he falls into the fire and often into the water. Now, I don't know about you, but if a child falls into the fire and into the water, there's a problem. We don't understand the depth of what the Bible's saying here, but possibly could it be suicide? You know, to fall deliberately into the water and to fall deliberately into the fire doesn't seem normal to me. Are you hearing me? Especially for a child. And we see these kind of oppressive demonic spirits in our world today. If you don't believe in demons today, then I don't know what Bible you're reading. Because Jesus was constantly casting out devils. Lord, have mercy on my son, for he has seizures and he suffers terribly. For often he falls into the fire and often into the water, and I brought him to you and me. Here he says his disciples. And they could not heal him. Now I want to stop here for a moment. Because I hear this all the time. Well, you know, maybe that's not God's will to heal that person. I guess it wasn't God's will. And as the Italians do, that's the end of that. Come on. It must not be God's will. What do you want to do today? Why don't we go shopping? We prayed for the guy. He didn't get healed. It must not be God's will. You know, I get sick of hearing that. And so does God. And please, I am begging you from the depths of my innermost being. If I'm ever sick, don't come to my hospital bed and say, Lord, if it be thy will, heal Pastor Ripley. No, don't do that.
pray the prayer of faith. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. Pray the prayer of faith. You know, I personally, you might be mad right now. That's okay. I want you to be mad or sad. But I think we toss too many things aside saying, well, that must not be the will of God. Because nothing happened. I prayed and nothing happened. But you know what? In this instance, it was God's will to heal this little boy. Are you hearing me? Even though the disciples couldn't heal him, Jesus did. Yes. Are you hearing me? Yes. Friends, we need to elevate our faith.
Yes, we do.
Let me say it again. We need to elevate our faith.
Amen.
I want to say it again. We need to elevate our faith. Who wants to be around somebody that's doubting everything? If God can. Jesus said, it's not if I can, it's if you will believe. I brought him to your disciples and they could not heal him. I wonder how many people are being brought to us and we cannot heal them, but it is God's will to heal them. Because in this case, the disciples couldn't heal him, but it was God's will to heal him because Jesus healed him. You say, well, that's Jesus, it's not me. We have become the embodiment of who Jesus is on this earth. We are his ambassadors. We carry his anointing, his authority, his power. Oh, I'm getting into your head. Oh, I'm getting into your head. And Jesus answered, you know, we have this idea that Jesus was just nice all the time. Just a nice guy. But look at this verse. Verse 17. And Jesus answered, oh, faithless and twisted generation. Friends, if you've been saved for a while, it's time to grow up, glory to God, and be a vessel of his anointing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He says, you know what? How long am I to be with you? How long am I to bear with you? Bring him here to me. You know, there comes a time you have to shake off the unbelief and start having faith. Shake it off. Shake it off. And we need to start challenging each other when we start speaking doubt and unbelief. Hey, listen, brother, let's not speak that. Let's speak the words of faith in accordance with God's word. Hallelujah. Look at verse 16, and this is interesting. Because the sickness was tied to a demon. Are you hearing me? The sickness was tied to a demonic spirit. Are you hearing me? You see, we're living in this natural realm too much. We need to move into the supernatural realm where God lives. Hallelujah. Where discerning of spirits becomes a reality. And we begin to recognize, hey, listen, this is demonic. Don't make an extra seat for the devil at the dinner table. Don't give room for the enemy to work. Toss him to the curb, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, and say, you have no place in my home. You have no place in my physical body. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. I resist you in the name of Jesus. Amen. And Jesus rebuked the demon. And it took a little bit of time to get him out of there. Maybe 3-4 months. Jesus rebuked the demon, and it came out of him, and the boy was instantly healed. You're not going to want to miss any services coming up, because I'm telling you, we are moving into another realm. Where we need to begin to understand that some things are demonic and it's not God's will, and we need to come against those things with the authority that has been given to us through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Yeah. You know what? We put up with too much in our lives and in our homes. Did you know you're a king's kid? You belong to the Son of the living God. He has purchased you with His precious blood. And He has put His Spirit within you. Are you hearing me? And Jesus rebuked the demon, and it came out of him, and the boy was healed instantly. Then the disciples came out of their coma and came to Jesus privately and said, why could we not cast it out? You ever ask yourself that question? Why couldn't we do it? Why did we have to wait for Jesus to show up? When Jesus had given them a commission to go and to cast out devils and heal the sick. Why couldn't we do it? And I think it's important that we examine Jesus' answer to the disciples' question. Because how many know Jesus is never wrong? And he said to them, and he's saying to us today, because of your little faith. Now, some translations, I think, are better here than the English Standard Version. It says, because of your unbelief. Come on, let's face it. Let's face the facts that sometimes unbelief is resident within our hearts, and we need to get rid of it and allow our faith to be released. Amen. How many want your life to change? It has to come through faith. Faith in God can move a mighty mountain. He said, because of your little faith or your unbelief. The Bible says that Jesus went to different places performing miracles and healing the sick. But even in his own hometown where they knew him, he could not do many things because of their unbelief. Unbelief needs to be challenged in the spirit. Are you hearing me? unbelief needs to be cast out in the name of Jesus. Are you hearing me? We need to speak the words of faith in accordance with God's precious word. For truly I say to you, if you have faith like a grain of mustard seed. Now my wife has a little prayer board, and she has on that prayer board taped a mustard seed. And I picked it up one day, and I looked at it. You know, when you get old, you got to start doing this to see anything. If you get it too close, it gets blurry. It was so tiny. You could barely see it. That little mustard seed. And Jesus said, if you'll have faith as small as a mustard seed. Did you know that every born-again believer has been given a measure of faith? Someone said to me one time, not in this church, but in other churches. They said, I don't have any faith. I said, you know what? That's a lie from the pit of hell. I don't have any faith. I said, that is a lie from the pit of hell. Run the commercial again. I don't have any faith. You've been given faith. Yes. A measure of it. Every born again believer has faith. Yes. Yes. You say, Pastor, you're going to keep preaching? I'm going to keep preaching on this until you're so sick of it. You're just going to have faith. Because what's coming, what's happening, what's going to happen, we're going to have faith. Amen. That God is in charge. That God is doing a work. Hallelujah. Right. Jesus is saying it doesn't take a lot of faith. It just takes you activating the faith that you have. Are you hearing me? A little tiny little bit of faith. Someone must have did the carpet real good because I can't even see a speck. He said, if you'll have faith as small as a mustard seed, a grain of mustard seed, you'll just make it, and things will be rough, and you won't really accomplish much, and you'll just kind of live a morbid life, and nothing will happen around you, and you'll just kind of just make it, and when the trumpet sounds, your little fingernails will just grip on to whatever is pulling you up, and that'll be the end of it. Is that what it says? But that's how we're living. In many cases, we're just living. Oh, Jesus, just if you could just come back today. I can't make it. I'm just barely hanging on. Oh, God, just come today. They don't know what happened on radio. No, that's not what the Bible teaches. I'm not saying we don't have rough times. Don't misunderstand what I'm saying. I'm not saying there's not times of difficulty. I'm not saying that. And I'm not saying that we don't pray, Jesus, come back. You know, it's almost like that hymn, "Hold the fort, for I am coming." You know, men are falling everywhere. Some got chased by a bear. You know, we're not holding the fort. We're breaking down the fort of Satan and breaking down the walls of the devil. Are you hearing me? Come on! You say, "I'm not radical." You're going to be radical.
Right.
Look at those people standing out there for the old growth trees.
Yeah.
I mean, they're willing to get arrested and dragged away. They stand in front of the... They're doing that. And I'm not saying yay or nay about it. I'm just saying because of a tree. We have the Lord. We have the anointing. We have the power. We have the authority. Hallelujah. We have the kingdom of God. Here, I put on my glasses. If you have faith like a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain. Notice what it says here. God's not going to say it for you. You've got to say it. You've got to say it. You've got to speak it. You say, "What is a mountain? Is it a literal mountain?" No. It's a hindrance to what God wants to accomplish. To what God wants to do. Are you hearing me this morning? There's God's will and there's man's will and there's the devil's will. We want every hindrance removed so God will see his will accomplished.
Amen.
You will say to this mountain, "Move from here to there." Boy, that's amazing. I mean, if you really slow down and read this verse, I'm not making this stuff up. It's right in the Bible. Speak to that mountain and command it to move from here to there. In other words, get out of your way. Are you here this morning? You know what I'm talking about? Things that stand in the way of what you know to be the will of God.
Amen.
Almost like Goliath standing before David and said, "I'm going to feed your flesh to the birds of the air." And there's little David with his three stones. And he didn't run from Goliath. He ran to Goliath. And he said, "I'm going to feed your flesh. I'm going to cut off your head." That's what we need to do with the devil. Say to this mountain, "Move from here to there," and it will move. Isn't that amazing?
It is.
Satan's going to listen to you? Why would he listen to you? Because you're blood bought. Because his spirit lives within you.
Amen.
Because Jesus has given you his authority. Hallelujah. And I like the last part. I've been meditating on this all week. And nothing. Now, I didn't make this up. This is not a new book by Pastor Ripley. Believe it or not. This this is what the Bible says. I'm just reading the Bible. And nothing will be impossible for you. Now, of course, that's within the realm of God's will. But we give up too easy. We fail to exercise even the mustard seed of faith that we have. And we listen too much to people around us who are only speaking doubt and unbelief. Jesus said, if you'll have faith as small as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you. Amen. Well, that can't be done. What? God showed you that? That can never happen. What? Are you saying this? That'll never take place. You ever been around people like that? Hopefully you're not one of those people.
Well.
Come on. Just get back in the boat. You know, God has some amazing things that He wants to do through us. Can I say it again? God has some amazing things that He wants to do through us. I want to say it again. Let the commercial roll one more time. God has some amazing things that He wants to do through you and I in the mighty name of Jesus. Can you shout amen, somebody? You know, we celebrated Joe Kraft's birthday. Joe Kraft is a miracle that he's even here today. They thought he was going to die. I walked into his room. They thought he only had a few days to live. But look, he's still here. Now, I don't understand everything, so don't come up to me after the service and say, well, why did this happen? Why did that happen? Why did this happen? You know, I don't have the answers for everything. But I just know this. God wants us to step out in faith. Yes, some things may not happen exactly the way we want them to happen, but let me tell you something. God is in the miracle working business. Hallelujah. He wants our faith to be elevated to believe for even the impossible. You got to have faith. You know, recently I've kind of struggled. I said, Lord, you know, you've blessed this congregation, but where do you want to take us from here? What is it you want to do? And the Lord just said to me, not in an audible voice, but in my spirit, He said, just preach faith. Just preach, teach faith, speak it. And He said, you're going to see what I'm going to accomplish through this congregation in the name of Jesus. Not just through me, through each one of us. Through each and every one of us. God wants to accomplish great things. Hallelujah. Amazing things. The Bible says He's able to do exceedingly and abundantly more than all we can ask or even imagine according to His power that's at work within us. So whatever you pray, God can do greater than that. And then you pray that and He can do greater than that. Isn't that amazing? Through us. Just simple vessels. Now we're going to close. And I want you to think of a situation that seems impossible for just a moment. Maybe something you've been praying about. Maybe something you've been grappling with. Maybe something that you say to yourself, or maybe the devil has planted that seed in you, that'll never happen. I want you to think about that for just a moment. And now we're going to pray. Can you stand with me? We're going to pray a prayer of faith in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Maybe somebody that you've been praying for, that you say, the devil says to you, that person will never get saved. That situation will never change. How many know God can do the impossible? God can do the impossible in the name of Jesus. And even as you're thinking that, God can do even more in the name of Jesus. Father, we come to you this morning with the faith that you have given us. Even if it's just a mustard seed of faith. If that's all we have this morning, that's what we're going to use. Lord, we see this situation and we see this circumstance. And Lord, right now we cast out every doubting thought, everything that speaks unbelief. We cast it out in the name of Jesus. And Lord, as we see this situation in our mind's eye, we begin to pray in faith. Lord, we pray that this situation will change in the name of Jesus. We pray that every hindrance, every mountain standing in the answer to this prayer will be removed and cast into the sea in the name of Jesus. Lord, let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Yes. Let it grow in us, O Lord. Even as Pastor Gordon was sharing this morning about the kingdom of God, all that God wants to do in this moment of time through us. The possibilities are endless. Father, we just thank you today that you are listening to this prayer as we are praying it together. You are listening to this prayer as we pray it together, Lord. We are believing. We are trusting in your faithfulness and in your promises that are yes and amen in Christ. Lord, I pray right now that the seed of your word would bear fruit in each and every one of us 40, 60, and 100-fold.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
That faith would begin to blossom and grow in us as we activate the little that we have. God is going to make it grow. Hallelujah. We resist Satan this morning. We pray against every scheme of the enemy that would come to attack us, attack our homes, attack our families, attack the church. We pray against these things in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, we claim the victory today through the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And if any sickness is discerned to be demonic, we pray against it in the name of Jesus. We come up against it in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you today for your word. We thank you today for the blessings that you have poured out upon us. And we'll give you all the praise and the glory and the honor in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen. Amen. Give Jesus praise this morning. Now I want you to turn to someone before you leave and say, I believe. Come on. I believe. I believe His Word. I believe His promises. I believe what He says in His Word. I believe His promise to me. God bless you this morning. Take a moment to greet someone before you head out. God bless you.
Thank you for tuning in to listen. God bless you and have a wonderful day.